The new Father Andrew P. Kashevarov Library, Archives, and Museum is now open, just in time for Celebration 2016, Southeast Alaska's regular event of Alaska Native dance and culture. Monday's grand opening and ribbon cutting featured Kashevarov's great-grandchild. Mary Purvis described how Father Kashevarov, a Russian Orthodox priest and founder of the Territorial Library and Museum in Juneau, was especially careful about being accurate while documenting Alaska's culture and history.
Grandpa Kashevarov cared deeply about getting things right when the museum and library first started. He would be so pleased to know that the state of Alaska still cares about getting it right with this amazing new facility. Thank you.
Planning for the new facility actually started long before the state of Alaska in 2002 purchased a piece of property behind the old Alaska State Museum in downtown Juneau. The former museum and the library and historical collections located in the state office building and the former archives were all running out of space. In addition, the former archives building located adjacent to the SOB was literally splitting in half. State officials determined that consolidating all of the facilities into one building would be more efficient and also help with preservation of important Alaska artifacts and documents well into the far future. The new facility was widely known as SLAM, or State Library, Archives, and Museum, until the legislature formally named it in 2015. Governor Bill Walker called it a phenomenal building that is a real treasure. He credited those with a vision to create the $139 million facility while oil prices were still high.
One thing I do say about this building, the timing is everything. And it was really good timing on somebody's part. We can afford to cut the ribbon. So I applaud those that had the vision of this day, and they let nothing stop them.
The project included construction of a new artifact vault and transfer of artifacts, demolition of the old museum, and then construction of the rest of the facility that includes administrative offices and the public spaces like the library and museum itself. The new facility is expected to last 100 years, and Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott says it celebrates the vision and achievement of Alaskans and Alaska's future.
In coming days, we can celebrate both collectively, symbolically, and really when we say Alaska can build the most beautiful edifices, we can build the most incredible future, and we can do it together as this building is so emblematic of.
Juneau Senator Dennis Egan thanked governors and lawmakers from both sides of the political aisle and from outside of the capital city for advocating for the 118,000 square foot facility.
It took from 2002 to 2014, four governors, two senators, six representatives. Hey, listen, it's a big building.
Mark Lucan, Commissioner of the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, says over a half million man-hours went into the facility's construction over the last 3 years.
You know, I think God has already provided some providence in the fact that they were able to do that without one lost time injury. That is huge for a project like this.
Students from the nearby Harborview School in the Tlingit Culture, Language, and Literacy program sang and danced. And as the building is intended to benefit all future generations, they were given the honor of cutting the ribbon. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.